Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth of Islam, the show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam.
Exposing the life of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran.
It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dekdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And it is April the 16th of the year of our Lord 2022. It is an honor for us to have you with us in this fantastic, very special night to celebrate together the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I know Brother Paul and Brother Adam will be sharing a lot with us tonight. So I stopped Brother Adam, we normally have with the first 10 minutes of chat to talk about this thing and look everybody so we can wait for our audience on the radio broadcast. And I'm glad that we're all together now. So I will turn it back to you, Brother Adam, to continue your talk about you as a Muslim were ignorant of the resurrection. And I want you to hear, maybe repeat the question one more time and share with us your answer.
Yes, brother, thank you so very much, and thank you everyone who are listening in the radio as well, while we are here in the YouTube as well. So, as a Muslim, when somebody told me about the Good Friday, and I was like, okay, what is Good Friday? And he said, that's the day when Jesus Christ was crucified. I was like, oh, that should be Bad Friday, because your Isa ibn Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, was crucified on that day, according to you guys. So it should be Bad Friday. It should be very sad Friday, because the day Ali was killed, Hazrat Ali was killed, it's a sad day. The day when Hassan was killed, it was a sad day. When Hussein was murdered in the Karbala, that's a sad day. So when Jesus Christ was killed, you call him the Good Day or the Good Friday. How is that possible?
Like, I feel wrong, huh? When somebody dies, it's a sad day, especially if that someone, you claim to be Son of God, God Almighty, or King of the flesh. You should be weeping and crying and beating yourself as a Muslim too to celebrate the death of your loved, Khalifa of the love, whatever you want to call it. So obviously, without the resurrection, we will never have called Friday a joyful, happy, great Friday. And now as a believer in Christ, Adam, how do you see Friday?
Man, there's two aspects of my story. Like, still, let me go back there. Sure. So this guy actually started telling me how he died for us. And, you know, as a Muslim, I was thinking how the Karbala raised Islam back to life, because we have been told, in every Karbala, Islam is, resurrected. Islam resurrected by every Karbala in every year. So, I'm like, he died because of you guys. Yes, Hussein died for ourselves as well. Hussein died for us as well. So, what's the difference, you know? And then he told me to go and watch a movie, Passion of Christ, right?
Man. Oh. Wow.
If you don't cry when you're watching this and your tears doesn't come out of your eyes, you're not even a human.
I agree with you.
That is, wow. You know. And then again, it's still a sad Friday. It's still a sad Friday. You need to realize that. It's still a sad Friday. It's still a bad Friday, not a good Friday. Until you realize and you read the gospel, you understand the Bible, you realize why it is a Good Friday. Because he took our sin upon himself. He who is God in essence, as it is said in Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5, 6, and 7. He who in very nature God, being in very nature God, did not take equality with God, but rather he humbled himself to an extent of being a man and even obedient on the cross or dying on the cross. And you look at this message that Jesus Christ says, to his own disciples, not you, especially to Peter. He's answering to Peter and to all of his disciples. You are trying to stop this event? How can you do that? Well, it is written, I came for this event. I came here for this event. And then in Quran, it actually says that to Ibrahim, Allah says, that I have given you, Allah is saying, that I have given you a Zibhil Azim, a great sacrifice. But why would Allah give a great sacrifice of a lamb? That Muhammad did not know what the great sacrifice Bible is talking about. He was just taking the verses out of context. The sacrifice that happened by Abraham was a foreshadow of what to come. A great sacrifice finally happened on this Good Friday.
And let me clarify what you're talking about. Maybe that somebody who is a Muslim does not know what is written in the Quran, or those who are Christian in name of the Lord, or those Christians that probably know the book that is not. When Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, according to the vision of the Quran, obviously the Quran did not mention the name, except his name, we know it is either. But Allah said, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذَبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, and we have saved him or delivered him with a great sacrifice. Adam saved him. That statement in the Quran, which was written by Muhammad in the Quran, it was written with Muhammad did not know what actually what this statement actually means. First of all, Al-Azim, Zabhan Azim, Azim is the name of Allah, one of the names of Allah. So Allah delivered or saved his son with a great sacrifice. That small lamb which was caught in the city. But guess what? As Adam said, that's what happened in the life of Abraham. His son did not die, but the lamb died, was killed instead of his son. And that is the great sacrifice, which is a picture for the Lamb of God, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, to die about 1800 years later on the same place where Abraham offered his son, or was about to offer his son as a sacrifice. What a great fulfillment to that picture, or that little story we're reading about it, is the big story that now, through Christ, the seed of Abraham, the whole world will be blessed. His fall. Where did the original people come from, Paul? Where are your ancestors?
My ancestors came from England.
Here I am, Egyptian. Of course, we all know Adam is from Pakistan. And I promise, if you go around, that we have this wonderful program we did today, there was like 8 million people, and believe it or not, from different backgrounds, from different countries, and we're all one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We have been reconciled the whole world. When the Bible says, for God to love the world, he actually meant for God to love the world. That you can now see believers in Christ from every tribe, from every nation, from every tongue, those who worship the living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, amen to that. And yes, that was a wonderful, wonderful session today at the Direct Master. Absolutely. But Brother Paul was saying something, and I told him that I will answer him a little later when we have larger audience. Brother Paul, can you please repeat your statement?
It's an amazing thing that Muslims do not understand the concept of the resurrection. It is because, I mean, they don't accept it. And you are going to answer, I believe that they don't understand the crucifixion.
Exactly. So, like the whole idea of resurrection can only come once you have the crucifixion. And Allah in the Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا مَا قَتَلُوا وَلَكِنْ لَسُبْشِلَكُمْ. They neither killed him nor did they crucify him, but it made to appear like that. What does that mean? You know, that's a very, very huge issue in the Islamic scripture, made to appear like it. So they have a theory that somebody was made to appear like Jesus who was crucified, because the people knew that somebody like Jesus was crucified. Somebody whose name was Jesus was crucified. At the same time, we have another issue there. In the Islamic doctrine, majority of the Muslims believed that Muhammad was martyred. I need to understand this very, very important fact. Muhammad was martyred, because Muhammad was given poison. So Muhammad was praying all his life that he wants to be a martyr, because martyrs receive the best of the best, you know, and he wanted to die as a martyr. Now the problem here is, that why would Isa not die as a martyr? Why would Allah deny him the holiest kind of a death as per the Islamic narrative? Right? So, but rather, he actually made somebody else to take his place, who actually died as a martyr, whereas he was supposed to die as a martyr.
Yeah.
You see the problem over here.
Yeah. And it was amazing, Adam, it was amazing that Muslims will tell you, according to the teaching of the Quran, no one can die for another one. No person will pay for the sin of another person. Every person will pay for his own or her own sin. This is the common belief, according to the teaching of the Quran, about people dying for somebody else. But, on the other hand, there's so many convictions against that in the Quran. In one place, Allah said in the Quran, if you want to punish a city or a village, he will make the leader in the village sin. He made them sin so he can punish the rest of the village by the sin of the leaders who have sinned. So wait a minute. You punish people for the sin of the leaders and you tell me no one can die for someone else. And Jesus, according to Muhammad, he's the son of Mary, did not die because he could not die for me. But in the same time, Allah made somebody like him to die for Jesus. So Jesus is not a dead Lord, but Jesus is a saved man by the other guy whom Allah made to look like Jesus.
Absolutely. And we have multiple issues in that. We have multiple issues in that. The issue of, was Jesus such a, sorry, let me just not use the word Jesus over here. Was Isa of the Quran was such a coward that he did not go in front of those people, but rather he may ask somebody else and say, who's going to be instead of me? Who's going to be instead of me?
So Isa is a deceiver, is what you're saying.
No, that's Allah who's a deceiver. I'm going to go over there. But Allah commanded Isa to ask his disciples, the 12 disciples, who's going to take his place instead of him.
Yeah.
And every time one of them actually said, I will. But he was a young guy. He was a young guy, so Isa did not want him to be crucified because he was a young guy. Allah had to, now, bracket start, 5 words. Allah had to do extra effort on him to make him like Isa, bracket close. Now coming back to the word of Tafsir and Kathir. And so multiple times he asked. On the third time, when the same kid actually said, yes, I'm going to take your place, then finally Isa said, okay, fine. And then Allah made him look like Isa. And the roof of the house opened, and Isa flew from the roof of the house.
He flew from the roof,
depending on which translation you went with, my brother.
Into the window. You hit on something very important. That the subject of the death of Christ is so important. And if Christianity spread with this misunderstanding of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and somebody else wants to understand Jesus, if I am Allah and I have some logic, and I have some, not a lot of logic, if I am Allah and I have some logic or some common sense, I would put in the book of the Quran, the final word of Allah, I put 3, maybe 4 chapters where in it I explain exactly what happened in detail. No, Allah, the all-knower, did not bother to give us any detail about the true story of what happened on that day. The most important day, where millions but billions of Christians are being deceived by himself, Allah, to believe that the one who died was Jesus. He gave the Muslim one ambiguous verse. And I say ambiguous, I mean ambiguous.
Yes.
And Adam discovered, depending on which translation you want to use or which interpretation you want to use. Because I can go on and share with you 10 different stories about how this happened. Yes, they believe, the Jewish people, who want to kill Christ instead of saving him, instead of believing him. And Allah deceived by deceiving them, but Allah is the best deceiver. This is what Allah teaches about the deception. But how it happened, well, good luck to figure out. There are many different stories, and the scholars disagree, and the interpreters disagree, and the ulama,
why did he wait 600 years to even make a comment? I mean, that's what it comes down to. If it was so important, if the deception didn't, is he saying that the deception was more important?
maybe for him, that might be the reason. Like, why is deception so important? Why deceiving for Christ's death is so important for Allah? Whereas Allah uses 6 times mouth, the word mouth, that we gave mouth to Isa and we raised it. Brother Osama, do you see the issue over here?
Sure. I'm following you in your thought, and if we can start quoting some of the verses from the Quran, so we can literally explain it in depth for our dear brother friend who will be watching that we will listen. The death of Christ is the foundation of our Christian faith, because actually that's the meaning of his name. That is the name of his name. His name is not Isa, his name is Yeshua, or the Hebrew Yeshua, which means Savior. Not saved man, but Savior is the one who saved men. And how can Jesus be the Savior or the one who saved us? He has to die. And if Muhammad came to deny the death of Christ, and before that, of course, he denied the death of Christ, he can't help it. He can't help it because everything about Christianity is gone goodbye. The Apostle Paul said it in his writing. It's all over the scripture. If Jesus did not die on the cross and he never rose from the dead as we believe as Christians, that means we still have to wait for the Son of God, God Almighty, who's going to come in the flesh, who will die on a cross, and he will be buried, and he will rise again on the third day. Because guess what? If it was not fulfilled in Jesus, that means we're still waiting for the real Jesus, because the scripture, that is Old Testament prophecy, has already declared us that God will send his Son, who will die on the cross, and he will rise again on the third day. This is not just something we invented in the New Testament, but that is what has been given for hundreds of years in the Old Testament. And Muhammad came to deny it. Not only he came to deny it, he actually contradicted himself, and he approved it. So, which part of the Quran was Muslims believe in? The part where Jesus died, or the part where Jesus did not die, but somebody else died? That's a bigger problem.
Absolutely. And by the way, every time I was speaking Arabic, I was actually reading the verses of Quran. You said, let's start quoting some verses. I was actually quoting verses while I was speaking. But, you know, the Makkah verse is Quran chapter 3, verse number 54.
Yeah.
I think we should, you want me to show the screen or what?
Sure,
you want me there? I did.
You're
smart,
man. I taught you how to do
this. You taught
him, huh? This is the verse, and it says, and they planned, by the way, this is Sahih International translation, you know. This is Dr. Isra Ahmed, one of the very great professor in Pakistan, and he used the word chale. Chal means plotting. It's a deceptive word.
What does that mean?
Plotting.
So plotting is something you do before a crime, before committing a crime. You plan out a crime.
Yes. So he said they did the plotting, and Allah did the plotting, and Allah is the best of all plotters.
We would use the term schemers in America if we're talking about this type of deception.
But the word in Arabic, I know maybe you know, so the word makaba, makirin, it has nothing to do but with deception.
Mm-hmm. Deceivers.
Plot means number, the word number, that's not what the word number is in the front. You cannot change the word from the Arabic to some other language, English or
Pakistani,
Urdu.
Yes, that's Urdu, but at the same time, let me just tell you, in Urdu, makar means deception. And the person who does the makar is called makar in Urdu as well. And makar and makar is taken from the Arabic language in Urdu, because Urdu is a combination of multiple languages. And we have at least 20% words of Arabic in Urdu. 20-25%. As you can see, the alphabets are almost similar. Rather, we have 9 additional alphabets in Urdu, so that we can actually do not have to use the diacritical marking. So Urdu is actually taking, and makar and makar is a word exactly we have in India. And if we go to Quran chapter 4, verse number 151, we will see what it says. Not 51, sorry, 151. وقولهم إن قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن لا شبه له. And they're saying indeed we have killed the Messiah Jesus the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but was made to resemble him to them. See, so that's 4:157 as well. Very, very easy to see how it works. Brother, please.
I got for you a couple of verses I'd like to share myself.
Yes, sir.
So we can get it a little bit of a deeper picture of what the subject is. Why Muslims deny the death of people? Because they have something very important. I mean, they're taking the privilege for a prophet to be killed as martyr for Allah. We know Islam is those who are killed. I'm not like those who live all day. And those who kill have been rewarded by Allah in greater position than those who got the spoil, the Quran teacher. So why Muslims do not want to have people to die? Well, I heard this from many Muslims for the last 30 years of Muslim history, that the Jews, the curse of Allah be on them, those whom the wrath of Allah is on them, cannot kill Isa because Isa was a prophet. Excuse me, what? They cannot tell him to put the cross. So, well, do me a favor, Ezra. Do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to give me a verse in the Quran which talk about the Jews kill prophets. Okay. Bunch of them. Put the Quran chapter 4 and verse 155, Ezra.
Yes, sir.
155.
On screen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I cannot see the screen, but I'm going to
Okay. All right. And for their breaking of the covenant and their disbelief in the sight of Allah and their killing of the prophets. Killing of the prophets.
Isn't that what they consider Jesus, a prophet?
I mean, you mentioned earlier Muhammad was poisoned by the Jewish lady who put the poison in him, but not me, and he got sick of it and come up for some time and then died. Well, why not Isa, son of Mary? I thought Muhammad is greater than Isa, as Moses claimed, but Muhammad is greater than Isa. Allah allowed Muhammad to be killed. Why not Allah allow Isa to be killed? Allah is the one that did tell the prophets, prophets plural, and it's three or more. It could be 20, it could be 50. But the least number is here, by the way. If you ask Muslims, I'm going to ask you, Adam, as a Muslim, can you name for me from the Quran a name of one prophet for the Jewish people? Can you name a name of one prophet the Jewish people are saying? Adam, are you there?
Sorry, I was speaking on mute. Not a single one, brother.
Okay, so why would Allah say they kill the prophet and Muslims come and bring us one name of a prophet? Why they reject this Jesus son of Mary? No, you see? There are literally 124,000 prophets, one would say, and only 318 who are messengers. He could not have killed Jesus because he's not just a prophet, but he was also a messenger because he came with the book of the God. Have you ever heard that before?
I had so many theories, yes. You can't even imagine that, but yes.
That's okay.
One of the
How about if you go to Quran chapter 5 and verse 70, Quran chapter 5 and verse 70, you see, in the Jewish people kill any messenger. I just want to make sure, that I'm getting the picture for you.
We had already taken the covenant of the children of Israel, and I had said to them, messengers, whenever there came to them a messenger with what their souls did not desire, a party of them they denied, another party killed them.
So even though we're passing the Quran that Jewish people kill prophets and Jewish people kill messengers, I'm going to ask you this question again. Can you name for me, from the Quran, a name of one messenger the Jewish people have killed?
I cannot find one.
So now we have the problem here. The problem is, the Quran does not give a name of a prophet or a name of a messenger, but even though we're killed by the Jews, even though we got in these two verses, that is Quran chapter 5. Chapter 4, verse 155, and Quran chapter 5, verse 70, that they killed prophets and they killed messengers. Why not Jesus? Now, can I make a little conversation?
By the way, you have to tell your audience one more thing, because they might not know the difference between Rasul and Nabi. Because the 4155 tells about the Rasul, and this tells about the, 4155 tells about the Nabi, Ambiya. Here it talks about the Rasul. So you actually covered both of them. Please explain to your audience what you're talking about.
Well, Muhammad, in his belief, which is backwards or wrong way, that there are 124,000 prophets, and the office of the messenger is actually, in Muhammad's mind, is greater than the office of a prophet. Prophet is not a big deal. Messenger is a bigger deal. Why? Because there's only few messengers whom Allah sent, and large number of prophets Allah sent. Okay, prophet is one. Muslims don't know what is a prophet, because belief. If Muslims know what is the biblical belief of a prophet, they would have rejected Muhammad as a prophet.
Thank you.
What is a prophet? A prophet is a man who prophesies, means tells the future, and his prophecy will be fulfilled in his life, not in the near future, not in his life. They can prove it. Can use the proof of his prophethood by the fulfillment of the prophecy which he did. And the third most important is that he must lead the people to worship the God of the Bible. Muhammad did not get any prophecy, and nothing was fulfilled as the worship of Allah, who just happened to be saved. Okay? So, that's the sort of the thing about prophets. But Muslim will tell you, everywhere a man who came, there are 144, there are just one from Allah. And the messenger of a higher degree, those who come with a book, those who come with a message, like Muhammad, like Jesus, like Moses. These are higher a level of prophet. They move from prophet to messenger because they receive message from Allah, from mankind, and that makes them more than a person. I don't know if I have a question as to
Nabi were killed by the Jews according to Quran. So both are covered here. Next verse. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, and the next verse, do you want to give another verse?
Yes, it's important. I'm going to put two more, and then I'm going to have a break for brother Keto. He's going to pray with us with his cordial, some wonderful thoughts concerning the Our Father for tonight, the Father of our heart. So this one will be, which is the rest. Put the Quran chapter 3, verse 185. 3, 185.
Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every soul will taste death. And
every soul is the death?
Yes, brother.
Are you sure about that?
Jesus will taste death when he comes back, according to some believe.
Yeah. Not so the word kul in heaven means kul, huh? It means
all.
Every soul.
Every soul.
Okay. Go to Quran chapter 5 and verse 116.
5:116. And when Allah say, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother, and deity is beside Allah? He will say, exalted are you.
He will say, Allah. He will say.
You know what? What is
what's wrong with you, son of that?
He is not on the website
yet. Oh, it's coming.
I know it's coming. But right now, Zamanak Talk is not in it. But like, we are on the Day of Judgment, so it should be in future tense anyway. So, Allah is talking about in future tense.
The promise that Son of God will be in the future story of God. What happened in hell after the Day of Judgment is already the best thing. Because everything happens and everything will happen. It's already written before anything.
Absolutely. So he said, exalted are you. It was not for me to say that to which I have no right. If I had said it, you would have known it. You know what is in within myself, and I do not know what is within yourself.
No, that is what we call propaganda. You know what is in my soul, and I do not know what is in your soul.
Yeah, nafs. Here the word in Arabic, oh, is nafsiyah.
Kullu nafsin zaiqat al-maut. This would not say kullu ruhin zaiqat al-maut. The soul, my friend, will never die. The nafs will die. Our thing is, we say body, soul, and nafs. Body, soul, and spirit. The soul is, it ends when the people die. The body will go back to God. We know it's going to be like this, but the spirit, of humans was there forever. Adam and Adam has spirit. Adam and Adam have only soul. So you know what is in my soul, and I do not know what is in your soul. Ma fi nafsi that.
Yes.
Ta'alamu ma fi nafsi wa ana nafsi wa la a'alamu ma fi nafsi. So Allah has a soul.
Here. It looks like that is just
okay.
That is crazy. Allah has a nafs.
All right. By the way, Allah has
so Allah has a soul.
Okay, two right hands. Allah has two right hands. And he's clear on his body and everything. He has the strength of our body, and he has nafs, and he has soul. Because the spirit of Allah and the spirit of Allah have a left. Allah has a body and a soul and a spirit. No. So, in the Quran says, every soul, all the nafs, and Allah has nafs, Allah has soul, that means Allah must die, isn't it?
Allah has a nafs. And here, let's go back for the audience, 3:85. And it says clearly, Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Absolutely, Allah has a
nafs. You know what? For the people of Allah, I don't care how you want to translate the word nafs. They call it a piece of chocolate. Okay, every piece of chocolate will die. And we found out Allah is a piece of chocolate. That means Allah will what? Will die.
Okay.
You can translate the word that way however you want. Their translation is as it's not as it. Mine is as it. It's soul. Soul. S-O-U-S. Not S-P-I.
Absolutely, brother. I will fully agree with you because I just read it from my own eyes in Arabic, and I can tell everyone here, double witness, it says nafsin, and here it is Allah's nafs. Nafsika, his nafs. His nafs.
So does that mean that this Asahi International you can't trust because it's not accurate purposely?
Every translation you will take will not be accurate. Let me take one of the translations I know is a little better, but I'm guaranteeing you here they will not ever even translate it the way. So let me take... let me take Pestal, because Pestal is the one who translated Ruh as spirit. So let me see, where is Pestal? There you go, Pestal. Let's see if he translates as soul. What is in my mind? So he translated as mind now. So that's why you're talking about you.
Yeah, and one is going to pause. My, you know what? You can add my body kit in our work, in our translation, to edit my Quran. Well, we'll do that. Well, that and more than anything, because one word, I'll say it to you, 6-7 different words by 6-7 different words of color, and then the rest, the real meaning, the real content. By the way, that word is something accurate in the list of the Quran. But in this specific person, you correct them by whatever you want to do this, whatever you want to do this, step up. Anyway, this was my promise, two verses and a song, and now it is time for our song. So, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to move the sound right a little bit in a minute, so you can hear my friend Bippo in a certain voice, and here he is. Here's Allah's, and here's another one. Here's celebration by the Russian.
It's the four devil piano!
Accordion!
Amen.
All right.
He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He lives within my soul.
Translate in 10 different translations. What translation? We're
going to
have some comedy now? Yeah. I will take you and raise you.
Wait a minute. How can they raise him if he isn't dead? Sounds like kill to me.
Period of your stay. But I'm a fig here, period of your stay, and raise you, okay? I will save you from your enemies and raise to myself. So what I'm a fig is, save you from your enemies.
Now, this first Adam is looking in the
That's why I made a book. I don't know how they were. Maybe it was just a little. But it's okay.
Here's the deal. I can give you exactly the meaning of every word the two of you for the same verse, which have nothing to do with Ramna or what I can. Except one guy, so we'll give him credit to Shakir. Now, the other translation, I'm going to put it again, here's my translation, which obviously is dominated in a few, but with him, we're just going to play it to see. It is what we have in the accurate translation of that verse. I'm going to go here and here, and thank you, Jesus, here is the verse. All right? So it says,
so when I caused you to die, you were the watcher over them, and you are the witness of all men.
So when you caused me to die, the verb in the Arabic language in the past tense, it means that the action of the verb has been completed and finished. That is what the past tense is. When you caused me to die, that is over with every lie Muslim believe about he did not die by somebody else. We're not talking about the guy who looked like Isa speaking to Allah. No, no, no. That is Isa himself. The real Isa of the son of Mary speaking to Allah and said, what? When you caused me to die, that means Jesus did die and he is now alive speaking to Allah in the paradise of Muhammad. The first of the heaven of the Quran. It's the problem, man. This is the big problem. How can you tell me that Jesus did not die when Allah put it in the past tense? In the past tense. But then, man, the one person. I don't care how they complain. I don't know how they compare with this thing of deception and life. Man, the Quran is very clear. He did die, and obviously, speaking to Allah, a life in heaven that he goes again. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Amen.
By the way, now we are talking about that, so we're going to move to the Allah's great sacrifice. Brother, check this out.
Sure.
Quran 37:107, and we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. Allah is saying about the great sacrifice. Brother, here if you click on one, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a huge ram to be sacrificed in place of Ishmael. That's the footnote. Brother, can you tell me any verse in Quran where you actually see a ram that Allah said? Can you give me one verse where Allah says ram?
Never.
Okay, can you give me one verse of Quran where Allah says it was Ishmael?
As a matter of fact, if you keep going with the story, a couple of verses below that, and if we made his son Isaac a great prophet.
That's Isaac a great prophet, but that's separate. But that
is the continuation of the thought of these verses. A lot of Muslims always say, we take the verse out of context. Why can't you read your own Quran with context? You find that verse is talking about his son, whom he was about to sacrifice, whom Allah said is in, he made in a great prophet, which means he's talking about Isaac. And they got enough evidence. Adam, give me a minute. In the Hadith, Muhammad said that Abraham took his wife, Hagar, and her son, Ishmael, while he was still breastfeeding from his mom, 2 years or younger, to Mecca. He left them in Mecca. Okay, you have to understand that. In the verse of the Quran, we can come in Quran chapter 37, beginning from verse 99 to the end of the story, Allah is telling us that he, Abraham, was walking with his son, talking with his son. Oh, my son, I see my dream. I'm about to sacrifice. Oh my God, do whatever you command. You'll find me of the obedience, whatever he said in the front. Now, if you continue to consider out, there's a grown up boy walking with his daddy, and this story continues. This boy is not Ishmael, because Ishmael has already gone far away into Mecca. As Muhammad said, when Abraham left Hagar with his son, the little boy was still blessing his mom. The story in the Quran has nothing to do with Ishmael. He was a forbearing young man, a forbearing son. That is what the Quran said about that boy. Ishmael, we know for sure, is a wild man, his hand against everybody, everybody's hand against him. Ishmael was not a kind or a Halim, soft. No, that was Isaac. And I'm sorry to say, if more than one put Ishmael in it, you're twisting the Quran to make it say what it looks. And thank God, we got plenty of Muslim scholars who said, Well, how does it mean? It could be Ishmael or it could be Isaac. I'm sorry. It is not Ishmael. It is Isaac.
Let me add to that. You are right on spot. So we have to read this verse from verse number 100 rather than verse 7 directly. You are actually right on spot. And by the way, Qurtubi, Tibri, Ibn Kathir describes these things clearly, that according to 5 Sahaba Ikram and 14 Tabi'in Ikram and Beshumar Latadar Beshumar Taba Tabi'in agreed based on these verses from 100 to 107 that it was not Ishmael but rather Isaac. Why? Look at what I'm going to show you. My Lord grant me a child from among the righteous, in a Salihin. Okay. فَبَشَّرَّهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَكِيمٍ حَلِيمٍ. So this Basharat was given for what? Isaac, not Ishmael.
Yeah.
So we gave him a good tiding of a forbearing boy. What? Good glad tiding of a forbearing boy. And then he reached with him the age excursion. He said, "Oh my son, indeed I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So see what you think." So here the Basharat is of which child? Isaac, not Ishmael. So he's in the context, the same child has to go with him. Okay? And then they had both submitted and put him down upon his forehead. Right? We call, O Abraham, you have fulfilled the vision. Indeed, thus we are rewarding of the good doers. Indeed, this was the clear trial. And now Allah is saying that I have been given a great sacrifice. Now, brother, the Basharat part in the Quran is for no other than who?
Isaac.
Because if we go to the verse number 112, you will see this Basharat. This Basharat. Okay, what happened?
No worries.
I got my issues. I can fix things very fast. So, this Arabic, the Basharat, the Ishaq. The Basharat is for
Isaac,
not for Ishmael.
Yeah.
Not for Ishmael. So here, look at the deception. This is verse number 100. Okay. Here we are all talking about the Basharat of a child. So Basharat will be Ghulam in Hakim. This child, Allah is saying, so when who? The one who has been given the Basharat? The one who has been given about the Basharat? Right? Just a second. For the users who are listening. It's the same story going on. The same story, the Basharat kid, the kid of the Basharat, he is for the sacrifice. He is for the sacrifice. And then this kid, Allah names him in verse number 112, same passage, same everything, that it is Ishaq. But suddenly, when you go to the verse of the sacrifice of 107, you have a footnote. It's Ishmael. Why the hell?
You don't want to see the reality of the truth of the Bible. The Bible method and the great sacrifice which God, as you mentioned earlier, used to save or to deliver or to redeem Isaac with, it is a picture of Christ, our Lord, and our Savior. By the way, when you read the story in the Quran, it doesn't make any sense. Imagine if I am a grown-up boy, 10, 12 years old, and my daddy tell me that my Usama, yes, Dad. I see in my dream last night that I'm beheading you. Oh, Dad, dude, yeah. Are you out of your mind? Are you stupid, Dad? It's just a stupid dream. You're not going to behead me for your dream. That's a normal reaction. But Muhammad makes up the story. In the Bible, when he's telling the Bible, Isaac is carrying the wood. His dad has the fire and the knife. Isaac is asking a very sincere, makes sense question. Father, here's the fire. Here's the knife. Where's the lamb? I mean, we got everything for the sacrifice. It says the lamb. Where's the lamb? Read it for me. I know you got the Bible. Okay? I cannot hear that.
Do you want me? Okay, he's highlighting.
Sorry, I was speaking, but I was.
Okay. I was gonna read it. Yeah, that's what you wanted. Yeah.
Let's go back to the whole story because this is a very important story. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna read from the start rather than on that location. No, no. Then the God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, explicitly named."
Moriah.
And sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, and I will show you. Early next morning, Abraham goes up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out the place God has told him about. On the third day, brother, this is very important. Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Why third day? Why not second day? Why not fourth day?
Because the son is going to be saved and delivered on the third day. Not on the second day, not on the fourth
day. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy will go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you."
Notice here, whoa. It says, "We will worship and we will come back to you."
This man has faith.
Even if he killed his son, God is going to raise him to life and he's going to come back with his son.
Amen. Because he has to believe, because God has already given him
the promise.
A promise.
"I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless the seed which come from Sarah, not from the other women, and Abraham have a lot of children. And from thy seed, the whole world will be blessed."
Amen. Amen to that. Now, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife, and the two of them went together. Now, Isaac is confused, you know, that's he's speaking, not the Bible speaking. Isaac is now confused. He's like, he's looking at the burnt offering, he's looking at the wood, he's looking at the fire, he's looking at everything, and he spoke, now the Bible speaks again. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
That's the true account, Adam. When you read the propaganda of Muhammad of the Quran, "Oh my God, he's doing whatever he can." So when Abraham took his son to the place of sacrifice, he already know he's going to be sacrificed. He already told him, "Oh, son, I was dreamed last night. I ate too much meat and potato, and I got some heavy dreams. And in my dream, I saw him swallowing all that. Just do it."
That kid would be running.
Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son."
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Man or man. It's not anybody else. God's not God himself. What about the chicken?
And the two of them went together. Okay. Now Abraham has a belief. He's coming with a belief and the promise of the God that has been given to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Isaac is a promised child. He has a belief. When they reached the place God has told him about, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. So he had to bound him. He had to like tie him up.
Sure. But if not, and he'd be fighting with it. It's a healthy young boy. Evan's an old man.
Then they reached out to his head and took his knife to save his son. But the angel of the Lord called out from the heavens, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Brother, how relieved he would feel at that particular time.
Oh, yes.
Stop.
Yeah,
and he said,
I
would not have done it
myself. "Here I am," he replied. "Don't lay your hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son."
And not here. It is God speaking to Abraham. "From me, your son, from me. Go ahead.
Abraham looked up there in the thickest. He saw a ram. Now, brother, check this out. He saw a ram. Right?
Yeah.
What did he say? God will provide us the lamb.
He
did not get the lamb. He got the lamb. Because the lamb had yet to be provided.
Yeah.
The lamb had yet to be provided.
And amen for that, because we read in the scripture, John the Baptist did not say, but behold the Lamb of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God who will carry away the sin of the world.
Of Amen. The world. Amen. Amen. Not by its horns.
Yeah.
He at the horns. If we read in Revelation, we will see these horns represent the kingship.
Yeah.
Right? He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. Isn't that the same mountain where the temple was built first?
Same place where Jesus died and was crucified.
Amen to that, brother. At same place.
What is the chance that this happened by accident or by luck?
And that's why this mountain, he said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided.
Amen.
It will be provided.
Amen.
And that mountain, on that same very mountain, the Lamb was provided for our sins. And the ultimate sacrifice, the great sacrifice, this which Allah does not know jack about. And he talks about the great sacrifice was done on
Amen.
That same particular location. And Allah had no idea what was happening.
The sad thing is, Muhammad throughout the Quran, we can do another study on it for some other night, Muhammad throughout the Quran did not talk about all the sacrifices which is mentioned all over the Bible. Even when the children of Egypt, the last lead which the Lord put on white people in Egypt was the killing of the firstborn. But Muhammad, when he mentioned the story in the Quran, even though he repeated it over and over and over again, well, guess what? He did not mention that one sacrifice which the Jewish people did. He did not talk about Adam not over-sacrificing. He did not talk about Noah over-sacrificing. He did not talk about Abraham over, Jacob over-sacrificing, Job over-sacrificing. The whole Bible talk about sacrifice. But somehow, Muhammad removed the sacrifice from the entire story which he repeated over and over and over again throughout the Quran. Except when it comes to the sacrifice of Adam, the son of Abraham, in Midabut, Muhammad made a boo-boo by talking about it, even though he made it an ambiguous story, we don't know who that is, what, but there's God who does the truth.
The son who was supposed to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
The son of Abraham. The son who was supposed to be sacrificed. Mark 1:11. A voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. That's when Jesus.
Amen.
And God is saying to Jesus from the heavens, the Father, you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Mark 9:7. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to me. This is the same son we are foreshadowing from Genesis 22.
Amen.
It says in John 3:16-18, for God so loved the world. This is the love. Then God said to Abraham, Abraham, I accept. You are accepted. You have fulfilled. This is what God is saying, the Father, Heavenly Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's the great sacrifice. Whosoever
Amen.
Believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the God's one and only son.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:17. By faith, now Hebrews is combining the two. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Right? But I should have gone to 17-19. Let me just go down. Again. Now, here, look, it's beautiful. Bible is beautiful. Even though God has said to him, it is through Isaac that your offering will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could have even raised the dead, and so in manner of speaking, he didn't receive Isaac back from that. And this is what you were talking about earlier. That when in Genesis 22, God said, Abraham said to his servant, we will be back. Abraham knew that either God will provide or God will raise him back because he has already given me the promise.
Sure.
Brother, would you like to add?
Full submission. I have not heard Paul all the life. Paul, you're
it's you know, we serve a God that does impossible things, and he is the great provider. That is the incredible thing about this story, and how Jesus is such a fulfillment of the prophecies that are throughout throughout the Bible. I am just, you know, I get excited every time I think about Resurrection Day, because here we have a story of great sacrifice. The idea of giving up your son, I couldn't do it. And I would, you know, this is where I consider Abraham probably better than I am. I don't think I could. Even if God asked me, I don't know that I could. I understand that takes great faith. And to go through this, he did not have a doubt, not a doubt in the resurrection that would happen. That's the truth. That is what was really there. And he already proclaimed it.
First God tells him, get rid of Hagar. Get rid of that boy Ishmael. So now Abraham have one son. Ishmael's gone. Hagar's gone. Now this Isaac is home. And then you come to the perfect time, the perfect storm to attack Abraham for the thing, which is the one thing he has. You know, Ishmael's got his home. Maybe everyone say, well, it's okay, maybe I'll sacrifice Isaac and God will bless you with Ishmael. No, Ishmael is gone. And Abraham has no more children. And now it is Isaac and Abraham. And Abraham is about to sacrifice Isaac, and that's the end of the story. It will be over if he does not have faith that God will raise his son back to life if he ever continues to cut his head off.
Absolutely, brothers. Before we move forward, we have Mr. Trump, who is saying happy resurrection. And he's saying happy resurrection day to all of you. Stay safe, blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Trump, for that. Let me show you another parallel over here. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 22:6-7, which we read, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. On his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire. Now, look at this. John 19:17. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Who was carrying the wood?
Jesus himself. The son.
The son was carrying
the wood.
But you know what? When Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, Father stopped him. God the Father, the Heavenly Father stopped him. When Jesus was on the cross,
the Father did not stop him.
Rather, it was the will of the Father.
He actually prayed with the God of Gethsemane, Father, if it is your will, hand this cup. But guess what? The Father said, no, you will drink the cup. You will die. And as you said earlier, you made a statement, Papa Stephen had it earlier. One people and try to protect you. So Hashakah, no. God protects you, the Lord, that you will die. You know what Jesus said to them? Away from me, Satan. So,
exactly.
If you're trying to stop Jesus from going to the cross, you're doing not the will of the Father, not the will of the Son who lived in obedience to the Father, but you're saying that this is Satan, and that's exactly what Muhammad did in Islam. With confusion, he made millions of billions of Muslims not to believe in the sacrifice of Christ because he's doing the will of Satan that there will not be salvation for all these millions who die without knowing Christ, the Lord and the Savior, the risen Savior from the dead.
And add to that, we know that while Jesus was on the cross, he said these words, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? That is the moment that the sins of the world were piled upon Jesus and that he took your sins and was willing to die for you. He was separated from God, from himself as God. I don't know how to explain that because God is just such a mystery in many ways. But it is the moment of separation where sin separates.
When the substitute was offered on our behalf.
Yes.
Jesus died and saved me from you. Amen.
Now, brother, I'm going to add a couple of things as well over here because this is going to fulfill it clearly.
Sure.
Because Abraham said that God will provide the lamb. Right?
Yeah.
And this is, there you go. If you can see my screen there, I was still again, I think. Here, Abraham looked up, there in the thickest, he saw a ram, right? Not by the by his own. That's when God already said, oh, do not sacrifice, it's accepted. Now look over there, right? And he saw a ram. What was he praying for? What did he actually proclaim? In verse number 7, he says, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, father, yes, my son Abraham replied, the fire and wood is here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? God said what? Abraham said what? Abraham said,
God will provide.
Abraham said, Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. But what did God provide? God provided the ram.
No.
God provided the ram. Mm-hmm. Not the lamb, but the ram. Where is the lamb? Here it is, the lamb. John 1:29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the lamb of the God takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Not of the believers. Not of the believers, brother. Not of the believers. Of the world. So whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Whoever.
God is good. Well, we've got King Tim next to me. We've got a few more songs. And I hope that we can enjoy the risen Lord as we celebrate Jesus, the Lamb of God, who died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Let's start talking about various times Jesus foretold to his disciples that he would die and be buried and be raised again for a day. And as his disciples witnessed the first two prophecies of himself, he died and was buried. But they were unexpected of the third. And so when the time came the third day, they were not there at the tomb, expecting to be ready. So they had to be told. And so Jesus is truly risen from the dead. And this song is called the Easter Song. And the true joy to the world is that Jesus is risen. So this song is called the Easter Song. Thank you.
In the stream yet? I haven't seen a message from her yet. Maybe just to make sure. I'll give her a hard time. Quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel.
Paul is shocked because the Christian of Galatians are dancing between different beliefs and different doctrines. He said, I am shocked that you are believing some other gospel, some other belief, some other teaching.
Which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
Wait a minute. The gospel of Christ is real. Some people are making new gospel. It's like me, it's like me, meeting with Muslims, and we say, well, we believe in Easter. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the miracle of Jesus. And we believe in the virgin birth of Jesus. And we believe he was the
okay, verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one preached to you, let them be under God's curse, as we have already said. I'm sorry. God's curse. Verse 9, as we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than you accept it, let them be under God's curse.
In simple words, the Apostle Paul is warning the Galatians, and the Apostle Paul is warning the Muslims who believe in the propaganda gospel. What gospel? That Jesus is not on the cross. What gospel? That Jesus never rose from this. What gospel? Okay, Adam.
Paul, an apostle sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
Who was raised from the dead by the Father. The Father raised Jesus from the dead, And that is the only true gospel. That is the only good news. We said earlier, before we even started the program, we talked to me and Adam on the phone. If Jesus never goes to the dead, then we're worshiping and serving a dead Savior. A dead Savior is not good. A dead Savior is right now dead, and we will be also dead. As our sins in the Quran, surely you are dead, and surely they are dead. Allah assured us in the Quran that Muhammad is dead and the Muslim is dead. No. The God of the Bible is assured that my son is alive. He's not just my beloved son. He's not only my beloved son. He is the Savior who died, whom I raised up from death. Because now we're worshiping a living Savior. Not a dead Savior, but a living Savior. All the people, and then again, all the people, even the people Jesus raised from the dead, Lazarus. Guess what? Lazarus is dead. Even though he's alive after 4 days of burying in his tomb. The only one who is alive, who was dead, and he lived forever, is our Lord and our King Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. The word gospel means the good news. As we know Muhammad in the Quran, he has no clue what the word Bishara means, which is the word good news. You need to draw the Quran and get the good news to the infidel. What? You're going to get saved? No. They will have a painful moment. Somebody can help me here. How can being having a painful moment in hell to be a good news? Muhammad did not know what the word Bashir. Bashir is not Ikhbar. Ikhbar tell. I'm going to tell you some bad news. What? Your grandma passed away or your wife died. Can you imagine if some doctor said, hey, I have some good news for you. Yep. Your wife died and the baby died too. What a good news. That doctor is not in the kingdom. That is how Muhammad was. He did not know the word good news. He did not know the word gospel. He knew the word gospel over the Quran. He was the son of Mary. Receive the gospel. Receive the gospel. The gospel is the gospel. What is the gospel? Muhammad did not have a clue. What is the gospel? As Muslims today do not have a clue. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. What is the good news? God so loved me, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, whose name is Savior, not he's the son of Mary. Savior, Yeshua. Who died on the cross and he rose again on the same day, and that's why I'm saved. Obviously, there are plenty of verses in the Bible. We see the resurrection. I will share with you something else. I know, Brother Adam, you want to show the video. So, Adam, you can go ahead and play the last song. Oh, you're good with him. How long is your song, Adam?
4 minutes, 5 minutes.
We'll give you all the time.
Christy should be joining very soon. I resent the link and She's
here. So guess what? For the first time after I was on 3 years or 4 years, we'll be waiting on Sister Christy as well. And here we go. She's back and she's still alive. Can you talk, Christy? Can you hear your voice?
Well, I hope you can.
Oh, she's alive.
I'm alive. I'm actually doing very well. I'm recovering just like silly. Like a young person. It's only 10 weeks, 12 weeks, but actually after about 6 weeks, I got my plane off.
Thank God you got life and your health. We have prayed for you and continue to pray. And now we just have to sing a very important song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christy. Happy birthday to you.
May the good God bless you. May the good God bless you. May the good
God bless you, Christy. Happy birthday to you. We had a Christian family man say earlier, happy 29th. Well, YouTube videos also said happy 29th.
Wow. You guys, thank you so much. And I'm really happy that I was blessed to get well, you know, as much as I was anticipating, you know, being with you guys. I didn't want to try to get on here when I couldn't really use my hands. And My right side is the one that was messed up. I think I made a mistake that said my left side, but it's my right side. And, yeah, it's great to be back. And hopefully I'll be able to get more info from you. So thank you guys, everybody. I really
look, Christy, how many birthday wishes you are getting. You have to look on the screen. Look, what? This is Gypsy, XYZ, Hillside. Mr. Trump is here. He's all wishing.
Hey, thank you. I know Melania's got a birthday coming soon, so.
He just wished you a happy birthday as well. Christian Family Man gave you a birthday wish. YouTube actually gave you. YouTube, but came and gave you a birthday wish. So.
Well, I'm past 29. Okay. And I've got.
About
29.
Like I said before, they are not
known to the day. They're only known to the day. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm really happy. I'm really blessed. And I want you to know prayers really do matter. And I had a lot of people praying for me to get well. And I believe that, you know, it's part of why I was able to recover soon. And I'm going to be almost normal. But I just, like, broke this bone in two places. I'm going to have a bump there for probably the rest of my life. But I told the lady that it was okay because I was all right with not being perfect anymore. That was, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We're glad to have you with us again. Hopefully next week to start the real part of our program. And because I think we spoiled you the last 10 weeks. I don't know what to start. But Brother Paul did a great job. He filled in, come
yes.
up with good articles. He actually was copying it. I think he thought of something. But he got both of you with me. Not just one. I'm going to have both of you. One on the right hand, one on the left hand. And then when Adam comes in, jumping, he can scrap Paul out of the room and he's just over.
I owe him a big thanks because, you know, I didn't know. I was going to be gone, and I had to get in touch with him, and he just popped in there the last minute to take care of things. And, you know, that is really part of being, you know, brothers and sisters in the Lord and being able to call on people and let them know if you have a need. And, you know, I also want everybody to keep praying for Tim and Rocky Dan and just keep them in prayer because we're looking forward to some good things happening with them as well, especially Tim. He's had some remarkable things happen that are positive that people didn't expect. So I know that's also because of the Lord's goodness and the prayers of people who love
him. Well, wish him on us, on our behalf, a happy Resurrection Day. I go for Resurrection Day and get still on the Lord. Who was the father who raised Jesus from the dead, for even Jesus himself to teach you to raise himself from the dead, and then he meets his body, and someday he maybe will sit in your chair like that and share his testimony, even if you would, that how God was faithful and how God worked for him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Anything you want to share about the Resurrection Day, Christy, since we
yes. I just want to tell people that a lot of people are taking to heart in a greater way the meaning of the Lord's resurrection and his conquering death and hell for us. And I've been hearing my friends talking about this, posting on the internet, online about it in ways that I haven't heard people do before. So I'm thankful because I believe people are looking to the Lord more and more as we see the days that are here and the problems that are here. Let's hope that it means people will turn their hearts toward the Lord in a new way and not forget that if things get good, if Trump got back in office, whatever it is, that isn't the end of the story. We have to continue to serve the Lord and love the Lord and share the gospel with others, so that our nation might be saved.
Amen.
I got one more slide, Adam, to share. So,
let me put the screen back on. There you go. We are back on the verse number 8. Yes, you wanted to share, right?
No, I got actually
one of the my presentation was a conversation about Jesus. So I'm going to share this one slide. We share just a couple of verses about the prophecy and the fulfillment concerning the risen Lord. So
amen.
Maybe Paul or Christy, can you guys see this? I think it's a little bigger.
Hit F5 and then select that screen is what I would do.
Yeah, click on the bottom next to the minus, the second button. On the left of minus, the second button. On the bottom.
The bottom, there's nothing minus.
Just hit the F5 button on your computer.
F5,
yeah, and then you're going to have to go to, yeah.
Let me put it in my normal Egyptian
page. You can hit hit full screen, yeah.
Can you get now?
It's not full screen yet.
Okay, because guess what? I did not do it the right way. Man, oh man. The application is otherwise when I go crazy. So what I'm going to do is take this one, my other one, and speed this one. And
there we go.
Stop sharing, and then I will do my PowerPoint over section. Man, see this guy? I have to learn all that. It's like a job. Somebody has to pay me extra for doing that. You know, that's right. I understand. I'm serious. I mean, this is probably evil. Now you're gonna feel perfect. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. What?
You have to hit share, but you have to hit F. Yeah, did you? Okay, there we go.
All right. In the back of my car, bring along, I have this wonderful chart of mini graphs. Actually, I put it at the end of my car. This is true prophecy. So, let's cover this. One of many pages. Buried with the rich. Buried with the rich and then to be resurrected. These are two of many, over 300 prophecies. So, go ahead, Christy, you're going to read the prophecy and Paul will read the fulfillment. How about that?
Sounds good.
You forget. I'm going to let Paul read all of it because I do not have a good screen on my computer.
Oh.
I'm not using the new one.
Okay. All right. His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah 53:9.
Somebody added to the Bible after Muhammad said the truth about Jesus is not that. He has to die between wicked people, and he has to be very rich man too. Can this be by accident fulfilled as we read in Matthew chapter 27 verses 67 and 50? No. Read that fulfillment of the Bible.
And it was, and when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given over to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb.
To the brothers. Now let's look at to be resurrected, which we are celebrating tomorrow.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, neither will you allow the Holy One to undergo decay. That's Psalm 16:10. And
that is what is written 1,000 years before our Lord came in the flesh. Whatever that was believed, the Lord here in Psalm 16, verse 6.
O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You have me alive that I should not go down to the pit.
Was this also something written that you wrote it down so if Muhammad looked back? No. Would God be hundreds of manuscripts, but the thousands were written way, 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 way before Christ. Hundreds of years. We're talking about 1,000 years. Where did this book come from? As
as we read in Mark chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. So,
and he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he said to you."
By the way, the witnesses were the resurrection of our Lord, not hundreds, but actually thousands. In one time, the Lord appeared to more than 500 men. And the apostle Paul is writing that. In one time, he appeared for 40 days in too many different meetings, in too many groups. One time, 500 men. When the Bible says 500 men, we're talking about 500 who are 20 years and older. And I guarantee you, if they're 20 years or older, most likely they'll be married. That means they're 500 wives. And if there's 500 men and 500 wives, I guarantee you, you'll have 5, 7, 10 children. Why do I say that? Because in Jesus' day, this is not so hard to stop having this. So we're talking about in one meeting, perhaps 2, 3, maybe 4,000 people attended a time of worship, a church service, as you worship the risen Lord. Now, we're not talking about this is just something that Christian made up. We got the only book who's confused about the death and the resurrection of Jesus, the only book which contradicts the history which was written about Jesus in the Quran. You could not find another book besides Muhammad who said, "This is not kill him, nor crucify him, but it was made to appear." Only Muhammad. As a matter of fact, he's a Jewish man, he's in a Josephus, who is just a Jewish historian. He did not believe in Jesus, he was a Jewish man. And listen to what he said.
"And many people from among the Jews and the other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. And those who had become his disciples did not abandon their loyalty to him. They reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive. Accordingly, they believed that he was the Messiah, concerning whom the prophets had recounted wonders."
No, the Josephus, he did not say, "I believe," but "they believe." He himself was not a believer. But the truth was written in that Jewish historian man books. Pilate was the man in charge when Jesus was crucified. He was buried, he was crucified, and he was buried, and his disciples said he was again on the same day, and he continued to be loyal to him. How about Tacitus? Tacitus, it just happened to be a Roman guy. That guy does not believe in God. See, Josephus, as a Jewish man, he believed in God. He did not believe in Jesus to be the Messiah. He just believed in God. Now Tacitus does not believe in anything. He's not a Jew, he's not a Christian. And see what the first century Roman historian wrote about Jesus.
"On a plan, the prophecy called the Christians by the people. Christus Christ, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty of executed during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of Pontius Pilate. And the most mischievous superstition thus stopped for the moment, again broke out, not only in Judea, the first source of evil, but even in Rome."
No, the Jesus acted his son, that's a bad thing. That Jesus rose from the dead, or this movement of Christianity is a bad thing. Actually, he called evil. This is a man tells the story about the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Even when the Christian were persecuted under Nero, as we know, the persecution was real. So my friend, the crucifixion of our Lord, the resurrection of our Lord is real. It's not something we made up in the New Testament, or we made up later after when Muhammad came and suggested that with Muhammad was bad and Muhammad corrected in the Quran. No, Muhammad is the only God, he got it wrong. The Quran is the only book who got it backwards. It is true from the prophecies of the Old Testament, and I wish we had 4 or 5 hours to go for all these prophecies. One by one. And the chance for 5 or 10 of these 300 prophecies to be fulfilled in one guy by accident is zero. Slim, nada. All these prophecies were fulfilled in this way. What am I going to share? When Jesus was born, he had to go, had to be born according to the prophecy of Prophet Jacob. I know more than reading Prophet Jacob. But you know nothing about Jacob. If you go to Genesis 49, you see Jacob prophesied to his son Judah. Yes, he prophesied to all his sons. That Judah, you, your people in the future, will be still in charge, will still in control when Shiloh will be born, when Christ will be born. Guess what? Jesus was born in Judea, in Bethlehem of Judea, and I'm sorry, right? But when Jesus was born, Judah was still in charge. But then we then, as we showed you some prophecy that the great reward, that when Jesus would die, as Psalm wrote in Psalm 22, that he will be feared from his enemies. He has to die once a cross, which means the Jewish people could not kill Jesus. Because had the Jewish people killed Jesus for committing the sin of blasphemy, they had to stone him. Because Moses did not say, crucify those of the saints who claim to be God when they're not. So they have to stone him. And if they have stoned Jesus, guess what? His bone will be broken. Another prophecy will not be fulfilled. And the hold of the hand and the feet and the spear in the front will not be fulfilled. So Jesus has to be born perfectly when Judah was in charge of their life, when they control of the country, and he has to die when the Roman in charge of the country, because Jesus has to die by the crucifixion, not by stoning to death. Man, woman, I can go on and on and on for hours about the death and the burial and the resurrection of those. All has been fulfilled 2,000 years ago. Why? Because God loves you and me. Why? Because this is the only way we can be saved. There is no other name under the heaven which by it man shall be saved. It is only in the name of Jesus Christ we can be saved, because he's the only one who was perfect without sin. And he died to save for my sin and your sin as the substitute. And that is why Satan, this Muhammad, and many other cults who deny the deity of Christ, to deny the death of the sacrifice. His mind is not Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life is in Christ Jesus himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Unless, as I always say, you are Mr. and Mrs. Christ. If you are perfect, you don't need Jesus. But since we all have sinned, the Quran and the Bible are in agreement. All have sinned. And thank God for the grace of Christ that Jesus sent. For our sin, that we don't have to finish eternity in a place of condemnation is called love, but we can be free and set free to eternity. I know that we have a song you want to play, so please, if you want to go ahead and play your song, and if you have any more time, we will share with
you. There you go, brother. This song is an Arabic song. You will enjoy it, but it has the translations underneath it in two different languages. One is Indonesian language, other is English. Thanks to our sister Carolina who did the translation of it.
Amen.
This is Our Lord is Risen, Risen Indeed.
هذا هو اليوم الذي صنعه الرب فلنفرح ولنتهلل به المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور
I like that. That was awesome. I wish you'd see some people do that.
Very powerful. Thank you, Adam.
It is actually recorded in a public place, some kind of mall. Oh, I don't know what they record it. But it's an old song.
There's something wrong.
I don't think it was wrong. Thanks, Adam, for
thank you.
And thanks to our sister Carolina who put the translation in there and the Indonesian translation in it. So thank you.
How about with this Arabic and Coptic as well? With the Coptic language, the Christos, and it's the Coptic, I don't know the word, but it is the Chinese song. Praise God.
I'm sorry, where did this take place? I mean, what country do we know? Or
in Lebanese, I think.
Wow. I just, it's very, very impressive.
That was a good response from Sister Salana from you, and I appreciate you for putting it up. Now, we have to remember now that it's not going to be easy for the Middle East. We're going to celebrate the Russian Day next week. And I guarantee you that we'll be always more than not blessed with some bombing or some shopping.
Oh, take this out, brother.
Yes.
This guy said, yes, I have been to that mall. And he said, it's from Lebanon. This guy is agreeing that it is from Lebanon, and he is saying that he has been to that mall himself.
Yes.
So now we have the agreement, brother.
Amen. Praise God. So please, the Christians in the Middle East, in your prayers, it is one of the worst things to happen to us when the celebration of the resurrection of those comes in the month of Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan, most of us function, I thought, we love to hear. And we as Christians, especially those of you that we know, that Sunday, and the Christian will not be able to have that when we start bonding our churches, that's when the church starts to look at every church, every nomination, every celebration of the resurrection. We just pray that the Lord will have his grace and his mercy on the believers in the book of the law, that we will not be mindful here, and by the hand of the loving, come home and go back to the church. Also, we are a descendant of the Muhammad family, the blind, and we are literally taking this up because we have first to go up to the Japanese Savior, the sense of the salvation which can only be found in Christ alone. Second, because they are living the simple behavior of Allah Muhammad, the bad decision of the Quran, and the head of Muhammad, which is the leading of the body, is different. If you look at five in the next book, you will be finishing the fight in the next few weeks. And we're going to move on. This is the first fight. If you join us here in heaven on Wednesday night, we're talking about jihad and war. That fight is going on. What do you think of it so far?
That it is lovely, it is great, and to all your radio viewers, you gotta join the channel, the Straight Way of Faith, the Straight Ministry of Osama Laptop. This is our Wednesday telecast, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you will going to love it. We already did 6 parts, it's going to be another 20 parts for sure.
You don't miss. If you have time, please, the next 2 days, watch two, you never see us before, and join us if you want to deny the box on the phone, or when you watch it, because, oh, that was a great joke, thank you, no, thank you. Thank you, brother, before we meet you, that we join by country talking about you and going to do it every
day. Thank you, brother. Thomas said, I would like all of them to pray for Pakistan as well. Tomorrow is going to be another day started in Pakistan already Sunday, and just hope that this Easter will go out fine without any incident. So yeah, just pray for these revolutions in Pakistan.
Let's hold on the ball. Give you 20
seconds. It's time to celebrate the risen Lord Jesus. You can only do that if you give your life to Jesus. Make that choice today.
I know that it's an unusual time with Ramadan, Passover, and the resurrection celebration. They're all kind of coming together. So we also see a lot of people coming back. And support. Many of them not.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Christy. Glad to have you with us back this day. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
What a wonderful time to be with you. Thank you. And happy Resurrection Day, everybody. The Lord is risen.
Amen.
He's risen indeed. God bless you. Before you go anywhere, don't go anywhere. The last 3 minutes here is the most important 3 minutes. Father, come to give us hope, please. And if you have not, make the decision for the Lord in your life. It's a bigger, the golden opportunity.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin to our sins forgiven and removed. And that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus. Says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity. Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Feeling About Islam.
Hey, Christy, nice to see you again. I'm so happy to see you.
Well, it was kind of odd because I have not been doing so, and my kids wanted to go out for dinner, but they kind of told me at the last minute. I didn't want to miss going out with them. So, I'm going to miss you on
birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, brother, sorry you did not see my text message, but anyhow.
Oh,
I think you need... You need to give after your radio broadcast ends for your viewers. Like today, you had like almost 30 plus viewers in your live stream.
Yeah.
So you need to give the time to your live viewers after your show, maybe 30 minutes, and give them the answers of the question.
Yeah, I sent the questions to Usama that we didn't have time for today, so
no,
they're in his email.
I mean, radio people do not need to know that. So after the live stream, like the whole thing. Usama can end the radio broadcast, but leave the YouTube open and answer those for them because
this is different.
I did not see it. That's okay. But I think you should make it a habit. And even if I'm not there, Paul is there. He can see the answers and questions. Because today there was a debate going on about Easter and resurrection.
Yeah.
So I thought that it is very important for you to speak about this.
And, yeah, you know.
If Paul or you or Christy can read the question from his end, I'll have it
done. I sent everything. I didn't. I don't consider the, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't consider addressing that importance because maybe I'm off. Maybe
because you know some.
Yeah. The debate that's going on. I like Christian Family Man's response, which is currently up. If you can see that, click on comments over on the right. Yeah, that was his response, and I think that's the appropriate response, so I would leave it there. But I sent you, there was three other questions to your email, and I think that if you can, we can start the show next time with those answers.
I think instead of changing your topic in the live show,
yeah,
I think you can do the radio program, and the same way you actually do it. But at the end, you can actually close the radio, but leave the live YouTube open.
Yeah.
And then maybe give half an hour extra every time. And provide them the answers and all.
Okay.
So from now on, if you see questions, any one of you, it's important to just check them and look. If you see questions, highlight them or something. And in the end, you say, we've got some questions, but answers can have our together.
Now, Adam, I have a question now that you said that. I don't have access to highlighting, but you do. I mean, that would be one thing. I can read them easily. I copied them, so. Well, yeah, you click on it, and I can do it on mine, but I don't have access in this. Yeah. Because you have to be an administrator.
He has to steal you.
That's exactly it.
Okay, close your stop your camera.
That's you.
I am. So what is happening is I have taken over your control. So in fact, StreamYard allows me to come in as you. So I come in as you.
Can we make that ball do the same thing?
No, you can actually start your camera because it looks so bad.
What I'm saying is, can we make ball have the same access to it?
I think there is an administrator which they added a few months ago.
I think you're allowed. I don't know if you're allowed to.
I will try it.
Yeah. I've added the, so what I've done is you can added, I think it's for the individual show though. I don't know if that it stays that way. I could be wrong.
Let me try that. Give me a second.
Cause I've actually done that cause I wanted someone to run my show one week, which was Eric. So I gave him, yeah. B-E-R-E-A-N.
E-R.
Yeah, E-A-N.
E-A-N.
Underscore. Research.
R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H.
At yahoo.com.
The email that you log in?
Yeah. From? Yes.
Okay, you have to give me your email address again.
B as in boy, E-R-E-A-N, underscore.
As in Nancy?
Yes.
And?
It was underscore research at yahoo.com.
Okay. Check your email.
All right. And there, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, no. Click on it, accept it, go out and come back and accept it.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, let's try it again. Okay. Test, test, test. Okay. Ah, I do have those privileges. Yes, I do. Thank you. Now I can do that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I can. I haven't tried. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Yeah,
He is the admin, but at the same time, Osama, if you want to add another admin, you have to pay $9 a month. Or
I think the most you're allowed is 2, I believe, yeah.
But then Osama himself, he is the host of...
Yeah, but beyond him, yeah.
There's actually one, because one is Osama himself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if for some reason, Chris, you need to get him... We'll
figure it out.
Because I'm just barely trying to come back.
we have to have Christine use the bad money. Christine, I wanted to spend $110.
Why? Because it's only $9 a month. Like you said, $110. I thought if it goes a little expensive, then you will not spend that.
Yeah, happy Resurrection Day. Good night, everyone. We'll keep praying for Pakistan and for you, Adam. God bless. And everybody else.